Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
Why do you always do a little girl? Keep going. I like a little boy girl. You already did one about a boy girl.
There was a little girl.
A gerbil.
Yeah, there was a little girl named Guinevere.
I think his name's
Guinevere. That's okay. Same kid then. Guinevere had a grandfather named Ulysses.
Don't do bakery.
No.
And
Ulysses. Grandfather Ulysses used to sit Guinevere on his knee and tell her stories. Guinevere is 10 years old.
What?
And she's been listening to stories from Uncle Ulysses, or Grandpa Ulysses, actually, her whole life. And on this day, she had had enough. Grandpa Ulysses dove into one of his tall tales. He usually likes to tell stories about space. And this day, he was telling Guinevere a story of the man on the moon. And all the adventures that he has. Well, this one was about having a picnic in a crater. The Zoron crater on the dark side of the moon. Grandpa Ulysses would tell Guinevere about how when you go on a picnic on the moon, you don't need to bring any food. Food, because the moon is made of cheese.
She had had enough,
because she also went to school.
Kinky scratch.
And that year, they were talking about space and the moon. And Guinevere put her hand up in class and said, I know what the moon is made of. And her teacher said, oh, yes, Guinevere, what is the moon made of? Guinevere said, cheese. Everybody laughed at her. They called her Moon Cheesy for 3 weeks.
Moon Cheesy?
Yeah, kids are not very inventive. Anyway, so, sure enough, she's sitting on Grandpa Ulysses' knee.
At our school, they call her Squeaky.
Yeah, good one. She's sitting on Grandpa Ulysses' knee, and he was telling yet another story about the man on the moon. And his picnic. Yeah, I gotcha. And she said, Grandpa Ulysses, you're full of it. Of course, her grandpa was shocked.
Wait, do you know why I said Alex?
Whatever.
And then I covered my face because I was covering my face and then I said Alex. But I was thinking, like, in the future, like, when I'm 20-something and I listen back on these, I wouldn't be able to hear me saying Alex. And the... because my face was all covered, but I'd be like, hey, I do remember that kid. So I wanted to... Rebecca, Alex, and Marcus, and Ruben, and Tepa.
Like that. What are you talking about, sweet little Guinevere? What are you so upset about? He said, I am fed up with your lies. And her grandpa said, what? Whatever do you mean? She said, I was laughed out of school today talking about the moon being made of cheese. Turns out it's made of rock and dust and space debris.
What's that?
Space garbage, space dust, space...
Space attributes.
Debris. Anyway,
No, I didn't.
Well, it's not going to make a very good recording if you're stuffing a blanket in my mouth.
It wasn't your mouth.
It was covering my mouth. So, anyways, he's a sweetheart. I would never lie to you. She said, baloney. And she stormed off. She was sour.
I wouldn't say baloney. I'd be like, right. Yeah, right. And I'd walk away. Yeah. She's a polite.
Yes, she is. She loved your grandpa, Ulysses. But you let her go because you knew that she needed to find out for herself. And sure enough, she dedicated the rest of her life to working hard and learning science and physics and becoming an astronaut so she could go to the moon and find out for herself and bring home a moon rock that she had collected herself in crater, what did I say, Quasar 9 or something like that?
No, on the dark side of the moon? We've already done something with Quasar 9.
So what did I say that?
And I think the girl...
Plutastia.
Yes, you did say
Plutastia. I didn't know. Anyways.
You did, though.
So listen, Guinevere... worked hard to get to the moon.
Planet Zoron.
Because she was going to go there. And she was going to take a piece of rock that she knew to be up there. Or cheese. And she was going to take it down and shove it in her grandpa Ulysses' face.
But isn't he dead?
And say, no, he was not. And say, look at this, grandpa. It's rock. It's made of stinking rock. Not cheese. I'm right, you're wrong. Game over. So she did it. She worked hard, and she studied hard, and she spent years, decades even, working to get to the moon. And sure enough, she got that job, and they had a mission to the moon, and she was scheduled to go there. And a week before she was going to take off, she went to her grandpa, and she said, Grandpa Ulysses...
don't die
before. I'm going to go find out the real truth about the new moon, and then you'll see. And her grandpa said, don't go, sweetheart. And she said, what? Of course I'm going to go. He said, sweetie, I am so proud of you. You've worked so hard, and you've become an astronaut, and you can do anything you want in the world. But you must understand, I told you that the moon was made of cheese, so you would believe that there were some wonders in the world. Some things you don't want to know the answer of. Sometimes the right answer, and the obvious answer, and the scientific answer is not the good answer.
I don't think the moon's really made of cheese, but it is cool to think about it.
And then she understood, all at once,
that she's about to die because she's...
that the gift that her grandpa Ulysses is trying to give her was the gift of wonder and of joy
and of excitement
and of imagination
and excitement.
And she took it all wrong.
Excitement.
And she took it all wrong. She thought he was trying to mess with her. But really, he was trying to appeal to her creative side. Then she cried. She said, Grandpa, I've worked so hard to get to the moon just to prove you wrong. And now all I'm going to prove is that I'm a jerk.
And that I'm stupid.
So her grandpa looked her in the eye and he said, that's all I needed to hear, sweetheart. Go explore the moon. Now that you understand, you can do anything.
Ulysses.
Yeah, he's good.
I love it. He's good.
And so, she did, because it was her job. She went to the moon. And she took back soil samples like she was supposed to. And she went over to Grandpa Ulysses' house. And he was waiting for her. She was so happy that he lived to see her go to the moon. Just like all those stories that he had told her.
And then 2 days later.
And she went to his house. And she sat on his knee. And she pulled out a hunk of cheese. And she said, "Grandpa Ulysses, I've been to the moon. And look what I brought you." The end. No, she wasn't saying any of that. She just said, "I've been to the moon, look what he brought you." That's it.